Maryland Morning gets underway indeed. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. We're going to begin this morning with Dr. Lena Nguyen. She is Baltimore's health commissioner and a regular guest on our program for a series that we call Health Watch. Dr. Nguyen joins us here in the studio once a month to talk about issues affecting the health and well-being of Charm City residents. And she's just back from the National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, where on Tuesday she joined President Obama and a panel of experts for a discussion of the nation's and Baltimore's epidemic of opioid drug abuse. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Tom.
Good to see you. And I owe you an apology because here on Tuesday, you're hanging out with, you know, President Obama and Sanjay Gupta. And now Friday, you're hanging out with me and Nathan. So my gratitude and condolences, you know.
My great honor to be here with you and with the president.
Well, this was quite an event in Atlanta. The president had announced before the conference, you know, some funding that he's proposing and putting through for opioid addiction in particular. Tell us what happened at this summit in Atlanta. This was Tuesday, just this week.
That's right. I was invited to join the president on a panel that was moderated by Sanjay Gupta. And the two other people on this panel were two people in long-term recovery from opioid addiction. What was the entire event was incredible to me. The just being on stage with the president, speaking to an audience of over 2,000 people, including the CDC director, the FDA commissioner, and other people who I greatly admire, was an incredible opportunity. But what was the most incredible part to me was we talk about the public health epidemic of addiction. We talk about the importance of treating addiction as a disease and not as a criminal justice issue. I mean, this is what we doctors and public health officials talk about. But to hear those same words come out of the president's mouth and to hear how he talked about the war on drugs and how that's not working and how this is an issue that's disproportionately affecting people in communities like Baltimore. I mean, to hear that was just a mind-blowing experience. And I'm so glad to see the attention that's put on treatment and not criminalizing individuals who have a disease. We know that in our jails and our prisons that many people, thousands of people, millions of people who have the disease of addiction are being treated unfairly and not being given the treatment, that only 11% nationwide of individuals with addiction are getting the treatment that they need. Yeah. And to hear the president say this is a problem, we need to put more resources behind it, and that Baltimore is an innovator that everybody else has to look up to as an example. Incredible opportunity.
Yeah, great. And great for the city that you were included in that august gathering. Give us an idea of the scope of the problem as it sits now. In 2014, a couple of years ago, more than 300 people died here in Baltimore of drug and alcohol overdoses. Are you seeing that trend attenuate at all? Where do we stand at the moment?
Unfortunately, we are going in the wrong direction, not just in Baltimore City. This is a nationwide trend. The number of people dying from drug and alcohol overdoses, and especially prescription drug overdoses, nationwide has quadrupled in the last decade. Quadrupled. In Baltimore City, we're also seeing this increase as well. And you mentioned the numbers in 2014. The numbers in 2015 are higher than they were in 2014. And it looks like they are going to be, because the numbers are not falling in from 2015. It looks like we're continuing this horrible trend where there are more people in our city dying from overdose than are dying from homicide. Homicide is a big issue.
And we also, crime. We know we sure have a problem with that issue too, sure. Yeah.
That's right. But and also still, that crime, we can't talk about crime without also addressing addiction.
Yeah.
And without also addressing, we can't just talk about the supply of drugs without also addressing demand, that if there are people who are addicted to drugs and if they don't get treatment, they're going to continue to be seeking drugs too. And that's the issue that we have to address together.
Dr. Lena Nguyen is the city health commissioner of the city of Baltimore. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning. This is our monthly Health Watch series on 88.1 WYPR Maryland Morning. Talk about the progress you've been making with having greater access to this drug naloxone, which is an anti-opioid. It's a drug that you've prescribed as a physician in emergency rooms. You've had patients come in. You've told these dramatic stories that they would, you know, be in a life-threatening situation because of a heroin overdose or something. You administer this drug, and within 5 minutes, they're up and they're standing and they're talking normally.
There are very few antidotes that exist in modern medicine. There are treatments for a lot of illnesses, but very few exact antidotes. And naloxone is the antidote to opioids. And if there is such a medication available that will completely reverse the effect of an opioid and allow us to save a life within seconds to minutes, then everybody should have access to it. I've seen 2-year-olds overdose. I've seen 60-year-olds, 90-year-olds. I mean, I've seen people of all walks of life overdose, and their lives could have been saved because of naloxone. And so last year, we did over 8,000 trainings on naloxone, a combination of the work that the health department and our partners at Behavioral Health System Baltimore and others around the city have done. And also, we got a standing order passed, which means that if you go through a brief training, and it could be done on a street corner, in a library, you can even go online. We just started a first-of-its-kind online naloxone training at don'tdie.org. If you do that, then you will get a prescription in my name, and you'll be able to go to any pharmacy to get that filled, because we believe that everybody should have naloxone in their medicine cabinet.
Everybody.
Everybody.
So that in case a family member or a close friend, you know, encounters an addiction episode, an overdose episode, we should all have it in our medicine cabinets.
Addiction does not discriminate. Overdose does not discriminate. It could be that a 2-year-old gets into their family member's medicine cabinet and overdoses on medications. It could be that somebody gets a prescription after their surgery and then they take too many of these pills. It could be that people have addictions to heroin or prescription drugs. And there is no face of addiction. And that's why we all have to watch out for our family and friends.
Talk about the dimension of doctors over-prescribing these drugs. I guess one of the things that the president talked about was lifting the limits of how many opioids or anti-opioids. Clear me up on this. There's a drug called buprenorphine.
Yes.
There had been limits as to how many patients you could have that you were prescribing that to. At one point it was 100. Now the president's suggesting it should be 200. How does that move the ball forward?
So let me start by clarifying that we know what works for addiction treatment. Naloxone saves someone's life at the moment they're overdosing, but we're just treading water unless we can get people into treatment. In the same way that if somebody has diabetes, they need long-term medication treatment. So we know what works, and what works is buprenorphine or methadone, so medications combined with counseling, combined with psychosocial treatment, and also wraparound services like housing is important for recovery as well. So buprenorphine is a very effective medication that patients can be on for long-term treatment for their addiction. It used to be that there was a cap of 100 patients that a doctor could have on buprenorphine, which makes no sense because there's no cap on the number of prescriptions for opioids that a doctor can be prescribing. So why is there a cap on the number of patients they could be treating with an addiction? Mm-hmm. And so this was an important change, and we hope that this cap will be lifted overall. And we also hope that there are other changes. This is what I presented to the U.S. Congress when I testified to the Oversight Committee, where the ranking member is Congressman Elijah Cummings, when I presented there a week and a half ago. And that was to talk about lifting the cap on buprenorphine, the importance of funding treatment, because we know what works. We know that Baltimore has been on the front lines. We should be directly funding jurisdictions like ours with the highest need. And we should also be mandating that naloxone is prescribed for every patient who's on opioids. And lastly, but certainly not the least, is we should be watching out for emerging trends. One of the emerging trends is that 1 out of every 3 patients overdosing on opioids also are dying because of benzodiazepines. So
those
anxiety
are drugs like
medications.
Valium and Xantex and those kinds of drugs, right?
That's right.
Xanax, you just wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about this very issue. This is a separate category of drugs, but an equally pernicious problem.
Right. Benzodiazepines, which are often used for anxiety or insomnia, when combined with opioids, they further increase sleepiness and reduce the respiratory rate and lead to overdose and death. And yet, doctors routinely prescribe benzodiazepines and opioids together. There are very few medical reasons for prescribing these drugs together. And so recently, I co-led a petition to the Food and Drug Administration to put a black box warning that is the FDA's highest risk communication to talk about the danger of combining these drugs. And that's something that I also wrote about in the Wall Street Journal, because we don't have to wait until the FDA acts. This is something that doctors can start doing today, and patients, any of your listeners, if you're on both of these medications together, watch out. Ask your doctor if you should get one of these medications removed, and ask about the danger and what else you should be watching out for.
We just have a little bit of time, but talk about the importance of the dimension of physicians over-prescribing, because there are people with post-operative pain that need these opioids, you know, to manage the pain that they're getting. But is it your view that perhaps doctors are a little bit too free with these prescriptions?
Very much so. We know that even though Americans are only 5% of the world's population, we have over 80% of the world's opioid medications. There is a culture of overprescribing of opioids that's largely due to the aggressive and misleading marketing by drug companies about the lack of, they did not inform doctors appropriately about the danger of these pills. Yeah. But that's something that we all have to work on, both as patients and as doctors, because doctors want to do the right thing.
Indeed. Well, we appreciate your coming by. We'll see you again next month, and we'll continue this conversation. Always good to see you, Dr. Nguyen. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Dr. Lena Nguyen is the health commissioner of the City of Baltimore. She stops by Maryland Morning every month for our Health Watch series, in which we examine the challenges that our city faces addressing issues of health and well-being. We'll have links to the City Health Department and the National Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit at wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up, our movie mavens are back with tips on the best films to catch this weekend and a chat about spring film festivals. We'll also talk about the bad old days of movie censorship. And J. Wynn Russick reviews The Magic Show at the Hippodrome. That's all ahead on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us. Here's Nathan.